Welcome, everybody. Share number 819, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we started the Simen Resh Ches. We're going through various ins and outs, trying to concentrate on the bracha of, after bracha of Al HaMichya, bracha Achas Mein Shalosh, Al HaMichya, Al Gefen, Al HaEitz, and so on. But before we get to that, in the beginning of the Simen, like we mentioned last year, it goes through, the Shulchan Aruch goes through some various halachas, which we learned in the past, but it's extremely important to go through again, because it comes up on a daily basis, and anybody cooking, that is when one mixes, the five grains, flour from the five grains that we went through. Again, you have wheat, you have spelt, you have rye, you have oats, and you have barley. When they're made into flours, made into regular flour, ground up, and so on. And when that's used for regular taste, we said when it's used for regular taste and the taste or sustenance for the food, so then one would make a bar mina mezonos in general. When it's made in, when it's cooked or baked, you know, in like cakes, cookies, these type of things. Not just cakes and cookies. When it's baked in a form for a snack, whereby the bracha is mezonos. So again, we're not going to go through the whole various. We went through all those halachas also in reference to what makes something hamotzi and mezonos and okay, be it as it may. Okay, but right now we're working on the bracha mezonos and the after bracha, like we said, alamichya and the other two. Now. We went through real quickly last year, if the flour from these five grains, again, any one of those five grains, doesn't have to be bedafka wheat, it could be spelt also, or one of the other three, right? All for any one of those five, when it's, the flour is put there for, in a flour form. Again, when it's a whole grain, we're going to talk about that also. Now, Simen Resh Ches, that's where the halach is brought down. We'll talk about when it's whole grain. Let's have a whole grain of oat, right? Oat grain, or I have a wheat grain, or these type of things. Or what about if I eat plain flour? I take some flour and I eat it. Well, I didn't bake it. I didn't cook it. I took flour and I ate it. And I like flour. What bracha do I make then? Okay, we're going to talk about all that also. Most people don't eat flour, but it could come up. If somebody took some wheat flour, right? What bracha am I going to make? If somebody took a grain, what bracha am I going to make? Sometimes you have different type of health, like granola bars, these type of things have grains in it. So how do we work with that? We spoke about a little bit quickly in the past, but those are also some of the various interesting questions which come up in our simon, but we'll go slowly. I want to just take it step by step and not mix things up. Right now we're working on the flour pot where it's ground up, and it's a little bit of a review, like we said, so we're continuing on that track. So we said, but good, you put it in for taste or for sustenance, fine, so then it's a mezonos, if it's cooked or baked in a snack type food, these type of things. So now the question is, we're going to talk about what about if it's put there for, just to read from the Sefer HaSalach, it's put there for the mechanics of the food, right? To give it sturdiness, to give it, to keep it together, it shouldn't fall apart. A lot of times you put in flour, which we'll see some examples brought down in Sefer HaSalach, but I want to mention one thing, which we're going to talk about also, people should keep in mind. If somebody puts in one of these five flours into, and makes it into a drink, so the bracha is actually a shahakal. Okay, we're going to see how that works and what makes something into a drink. In other words, a drink, we understand, it flows like water. But let's say something, he brings out very interesting to say for us, let's say something flows good. I could drink it, or maybe I can't drink it, but it flows. It's not really. If I have a plate of noodles and cheese, let's say, right? So that's a dish of food. That's what we call a tavshil. I have a plate of whatever rice mixed with a different type of thing. Good. So that's what we call a tavshil. It's a plate of food. But now sometimes you have something like a farina type of a thing, right? Which again, I don't want to get into that exactly. We'll talk about that because it takes a step by step. But it flows and it can make it very extremely loose. Not baby cereal. We're talking about regular, let's like farina type thing. A lot of times people eat different type of cereals, possibly that like cooked cereals, that's mezonos, but maybe it's very, very thin. Or sometimes there's certain drinks that have one of these, or a couple of these flour ingredients in it. So then we're good, not by farina, but I'm talking about if we could show that something is a pure drink, I want to make that straight, and we're going to go through the details. Sefer HaSalach explains it, very interesting. But just before we get to that, which is quite a bit away, I do want to make it straight. If it's a drink per se, not the farina pot, but that's a separate, we have to talk about that. But if it's a drink, like I put in the cup, I drink it down, finish. So even though somebody put in their flour, right, or I put in there one of the five grains flours and these type of things, and it's whatever, I did it for certain health reasons or for sustenance, and I did it for taste, I did it for sustenance, and I can even taste it, right? We mentioned last year that a person could even, you have to be able to taste. In general, most places can hold, besides the Taz, but most places can hold. You have to be able to taste the flour. When you put the flour in there, one of these five grains of flour into the food, you have to be able to somewhat taste. You have to be nirgash, says the Mishnah Berurah quite a number of times. You have to be able to, have a perception and a feel and to be some sort of a taste of the flour. In other words, that it's discernible that the flour is there. For example, but Lamaisa, just getting back to what we said, we'll get back to that in a minute. But when it's a drink, when it becomes a drink, even though you have the flour there, you put in the flour from the five grains and so on, so then you, when a person drinks it, so it's always going to remain a shahakal, right? I have a drink and it's a drinkable thing. And the fact that I put certain flour there from the five grains for certain purposes, as long as it remains a drink, it stays a shahakal. But we'll see those, halachas as we go. So now the question is, okay, so just to end off what we said, the second part is that to make it, let's say, keep it together, make it sturdy, give it firmness, so for whatever reason, in other words, not for taste and not for sustenance, it's there for the mechanics of the mechanics of the food. So ein min dagam chashiv. So then the flour, even though it's from the five grains, you say, what do you mean? It's from the five grains, so it doesn't become chashiv or batel la tavshel. It becomes secondary to the other food. So just to give two quick examples, again, I don't want to get into all the various different examples right now, but two famous examples whereby this is extremely popular. You have it by gefilte fish. A lot of times by gefilte fish, people put in matzah meal or whatever, they put in flour just to keep it sturdy, right? If you make, I'm not a cook, but if you make regular gefilte fish without anything, it just sort of like falls apart. But people want to keep it firm, and it tastes good when it's nice and firm. And it's not a question of the taste over here, but it gives it like a body type thing. So then they put in flour. Or they'll put in matzah meal, whatever the case is, depending on what the issue is. So that is when it's put in for those things, like he brings down, just an example, gefilte fish, that would also be, kagoyin basar, gefilte fish he brings down, would be a b'chol elu b'varchan shahakal. He brings down another example from why you say b'chol elu, licorice. He brings down, for example, licorice, popular item, which there is some sort of flour put into that also, again, for the sturdiness or the looks or whatever the case is. The firmness, so that would also be licorice. Would be a shahakal in general. So these are just two quick examples where the flour, even though it may be from the five grains, one of the five grains, right? And we say mezonos, but when it's put in for the mechanics of the food, in this case to give it body, sturdiness, or whatever the case is, so then we say it's the bracha would be the other of the other ingredients, like a filter fish, would be the bracha of fish, shahakal, licorice, the bracha of the other items in there, and so on. That would also be a shahakal. Okay, so the only problem comes up if somebody actually puts in, there's a Mishnah Berurah Shartzin talks about if somebody puts in the ingredients, even though they'll put it in for sturdiness, they'll put it in for a different reason, not for taste and not for sustenance, but the majority of the ingredients is flour, so that becomes already a problem, that's already a machloikis. Mishnah Berurah talks about it, and there's some place can say some place can want to say, Lamaisa, that would be, if you're putting in the majority of the ingredients is the flour, so then how could you say that that's for sturdiness? That's mamish the food, right? That's there for taste and for sustenance. Okay, but I don't want to get into that right now. That taka is a machlekes, but the generally, usually in the various foods that we just mentioned, in those type of foods, when the minority is the flour and it's put in there for mechanics of the food, give it body, sturdiness, and so on, so then we say it's bottle to the other ingredients, and the bracha will be like the other ingredients, like we mentioned the two famous examples, gefilte fish, which is really fish, licorice, which is all the other ingredients, and those would be shahakal. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.